It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Your Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. What is the best show at WIP? The morning show, the midday show, the afternoon show, or John Johnson overnight? So what do you think the percentage is on the afternoon show, Ike, on this Twitter question, as the best show at WIP?
Well,
there's four, remember.
Yeah, it's four. I would imagine the afternoon show is leading the polls.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say substantially, but I'll say we're probably pulling in, let me go with 44%.
51%.
Wow, a little more
afternoon
than I thought.
Show.
Yeah.
And this is a completely unbiased poll.
Correct.
On our Twitter account.
Of course.
Yep. Morning show at 23%. John Johnson overnight at 16%. And Giglio and Hugh at 10%.
Damn.
Yeah, we gotta, now that we've banned a camera, I think we gotta throw some of our support behind the midday show and get that poll up.
Agreed. Twitter's kind of mean to Joe. Also.
Yes. As I was just saying to Ike during the break, I can't believe I hit Lombardi with the Kelsey thing.
Well,
he backed me into a corner.
Listen, and no one backs Spike into a corner.
Yeah.
You do it with the Kenny from the Dirty 30 learned that.
Yes.
I learned that 6 years ago.
Yes.
It's not even worth it. You know, it's tough.
So the question today, is this postseason for the Phillies? I keep saying offseason. Is this postseason for the Phillies, World Series or bust? 2-1, I think it is not. 2-1, obviously, Ike and Jack are on the other side of that. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. Chris?
He's not ready.
Go back to the midday show, Chris from Middletown. See if he's there, Jack. I'm going to give him one more chance.
There he is.
All right, Chris.
What's going on, man?
Jeez, Louise. Hey,
never
what's up,
a
Chris?
Doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, as a proud member of the midday show, today's show has definitely got the best show.
His hole!
Oh, by you guys, okay? I'm very, very disappointed in Mr. Joey D. For a man that admittedly sits on the toilet when he pees, that was kind of a low blow, though, by him.
It was. And it's one thing to start it off with Marks, but it's the other thing to say that Jack's name shouldn't be on the show.
Right, because when you look up to someone like Joe DeCamera in this business, and he just puts you down like that.
Yep.
It's just disappointing.
Yep.
Nobody puts Jack in a corner.
No.
But, guys, let's get to the topic at hand here, because I want to stick to the rules, Mr. Eskin.
Yep.
Listen, this is definitely an all-in red postseason, all right? We're not playing for a participation trophy here, okay? We are playing for the commissioner's trophy, all right? And, Spike, I do have to also take a little offense to something you said yesterday when you kept complaining about the players going out and drinking, and you're like, I can't handle that. They shouldn't be doing that. Dude, you're 48 years old with a plastic hip. Don't be comparing yourself to Stubby.
Nah.
Now you're 20.
Fair point.
Plastic hip.
First of all, it's ceramic and metal. second of all, most of my reaction or my reaction to that was caused by, and I'm not singling these guys out because there are other people, but Ike and Jack were like, hey, these guys are going to be hung over tomorrow. They're definitely going to lose tomorrow.
That's
then,
what I was expecting.
Who's the 2008 Phils guy on Twitter that writes for...
John Foley.
I'm sorry, John. John Foley, who writes for On Patterson now, posted a picture of the celebration, and he said, put all your money on the Cubs tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's not me, simply me saying that they can't handle the alcohol. It seemed like everyone was just assuming they were punting the next day. And to me, I did not think that was the right way to handle it with the buy in the balance, with the one seed in the balance. I think some people were suggesting that I didn't want them to have fun. I prefaced everything I said with, I think the National League East is a huge accomplishment and worth celebrating. I did not think it was worth punting a game for.
Spike, let me share one last thing with you guys before you got to let me go here.
Uh-huh.
So, Ike and Jack already know this as baseballsmen, but you're obviously new to the sport. Let me give you a couple of names in the history of baseball. Babe Ruth, even locally, John Kruk. baseball players are very, very accustomed to playing hungover.
College folks.
They do it a lot. It's like part of the passage of playing the game.
What was the score on Wednesday of Wednesday's game?
That's because we brought Taiwan Walker.
What was the score?
Tuesday they lost 10-4.
Oh, right. What was the score of the game after the celebration?
After they brought Taiwan in.
After the celebration, what was the score of the game? After the score of the celebration, what was the game?
They lost the game when we had a real pitchers in there last night. We easily handled business.
Okay.
So,
and how many runs did they score yesterday?
These athletes are
They scored four the day
before.
And these athletes are, and Bryce went yard. So, but listen, hey, as far as the postseason, though, Spike, don't change. I want you scared. I want you hiding from your shadow because that's when they do best. And I do need you to do something. Mm. I need you to start talking about Harper because I need you to hold him accountable.
I will. I will.
That
trust me.
The best in Bryce.
I appreciate that, Chris. Trust me. I know what my role is with Bryce. He does respond every time I hold him accountable.
Yep.
And if I see something worth holding,
just say he's never going to win a World Series.
He's never going to win a World
Thank
Series.
You.
That's what I'm talking about. There
you go. We're back. This is for you. That was for you. All right.
I won't cut that audio.
Didn't David Wells?
That's not fair.
Either pitch a no hitter or almost a no hitter being hungover?
Yeah, yesterday it was almost a no hitter. Yeah.
No. I mean David Wells.
Oh yeah, David Wells pitched a no hitter hungover. Yeah.
Now David Wells is a
legendary.
He was probably drunk every game.
That was Chris's point. Is that these players are used to playing hungover?
Well, then even the guy that threw the no hitter on LSD. Doc Ellis.
Oh, did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
baseball players are
warriors, 75, man. But the greenies and the baseball players were on drugs for 20 straight years.
Listen, the Huskies won a school record for wins in 2014. We were partying. All right.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you, buddy?
Not great for me.
Yeah,
not great for me at all.
All right. So let's learn a little bit about potential opponents right now.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
So we'll get to the first opponent today. A couple things I want to rattle off here as we get set for the postseason. Big Rangers start on Friday. I know people do this thing where Rangers, like, they pretend Rangers not going to have to pitch an important start in the postseason.
Yeah, and just not in the first series.
He is, though. He's probably going to start game four.
Oh, right. You think so?
Yeah, because the way the schedule works, they lose a game or lose a day in the National League. So Wheeler, unless they want to put him on short rest for game four, it's probably going to be Wheeler in game five if it gets to it. So Rangers going to have to start game four of the NLDS.
Yeah, and he hasn't been right for months. I mean, he hasn't been right. We saw the start before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And he didn't look right.
Yeah.
And that's July. And then they give him a month off or 5 weeks off, and he has looked... He's looked the same. He looks worn out.
Yeah, and he's talked about how he needs to get back to trusting his back, which I don't love.
Mm-hmm. No.
So if Wheeler pitches Saturday.
Yeah.
He can't pitch Wednesday?
So he can. It just would be on short rest.
Is that?
It's 3 days.
That's
off.
One day off. Yeah. I was going to say, because he doesn't like the 6 days rest either.
No, he doesn't.
So, but we need him on 6 days rest.
So, and I guess the decision they have to make, do we want to bring him on short rest to close out a series or maybe save a series? I don't know. But
right.
I think it depends on the situation.
I agree. Yeah. If we're down 2-1.
Wheeler's going to pitch.
Yes, we're screaming.
Yeah, because if you remember 11, I mean, Halliday pitched 1-5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just think it's an interesting thing with Ranger. So, an important start on Friday. And they might treat him as a one-time through the order guy
anyway.
Right. Yeah. Give us 3 innings.
Yeah.
4 innings and then get him out of
there.
And
then obviously Taiwan.
Hell no.
If Turnbull, we'll see if he can work his way back in there.
I don't care who's available and who's not available. That dude better not be on a playoff roster,
he's
man.
He's not going to be
the playoff. Okay.
I put Stubbs in there before I put Taiwan in there.
We'll pull you out.
Yeah. Well. If I could be a change of speed guy. Change of pace.
Hey, Jamie Moyer got through.
Dude. And Jamie.
Pitches 75 miles per hour.
When Jamie got mad at me, I said, listen, Jamie, I throw harder than you right now. He didn't seem to like that.
Did you say that to him?
Under his breath. You
under
know
my breath.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's actually a real story. But anyway. Never mind. Nolan Wheeler seems like, according to Rob Thompson, they're going to go like 5 innings this weekend. No need to run them into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a nice little bullpen kind of start.
I'm going to wait till you get done to ask you afterwards.
Okay. My big question before we get to the report I have. What's your bigger concern heading into the postseason? The offense or Carlos Estevez? Because Estevez is...
He's
the most Kimbrel of... Like, he's not Kimbrel. Kimbrel I didn't trust at all. But, man, he is going to give us heart attacks in October.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if it's in the seventh inning or if it's in the ninth inning. It really doesn't matter. He's going to put us on that roller coaster no matter what.
How big of a lead? It'd be four runs. Yeah. I don't care.
I'm not comparing him to Taiwan, but... Because he can strike guys out, and Taiwan can't anymore. But when people put the bat on the ball with Estevez, here are the two things to look out for Estevez. First of all, they hit the ball in the air. They hit the ball hard. So you see these gap things. So they hit the ball hard. So if he's not striking people out, he is a problem. And then he hasn't walked guys this year.
Sure.
But historically, his walk rate has been worse than this year. And there's just not enough information this year to know that it changed or anything. He's given up runs every outing. The last three outings, he's given up runs.
It's not great. And the thing that worries me is that I think Hoffman's their guy if it's like the heart of the order in the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Estevez is ahead of like Strom and Kirkering, which is my bigger concern. I think he should be below them.
He's the fourth best reliever.
Of those guys, yes.
Yeah.
So I hope that, again, I think that's what they're going to do in the postseason. I hope it doesn't come back to bite them. The Diamondbacks, real quick, are my right now they are the sixth seed.
Yeah. So what we're asking Jack to do is just go through the teams that the Phillies once a day, go through the teams the Phillies may play and give us sort of the strengths and weaknesses what we should look out for.
Yeah. So they're 3-3 against the Diamondbacks this year. So I actually might be wrong. No, they're 4-4. They're 4-4 against the Diamondbacks. Either way, .500. So on paper, I think they're better than last year's team.
The Diamondbacks are better than last year.
Yes, and I know that they beat the Phillies and all that good stuff. They already have 88 wins last year. They had 84. The biggest changes is they added Ketel Marte was like the third best player in the National League this year. He's been ridiculous. They also added Jock Peterson. The offense, by offensive war, you're a huge fan of offensive war, second best offense in baseball, according to that. So
they're better than they are last year. We should be more scared than we were last year.
But I don't think the starters are as good.
Okay.
So Merrill Kelly's battling his way back from an injury. Gallen's had a down year compared to his usual years. They signed Eduardo Rodriguez. They signed Jordan Montgomery. Both haven't been very good. So the staff not as good, but bullpen probably better. They traded for a guy named A.J. Puck, who was drafted right after Moniak in the 16 draft. He's had a 0.35 ERA since coming over from the Marlins. So he's a big weapon. Justin Martinez throws like 102 miles an hour. He's sick. And they had a couple guys last year who killed the Phillies. So overall, I think they're better than last year and definitely would be a concern in round one.
In your, here's how scared I am of this team. Use whatever word you want instead of scared.
Sure.
From one saying, I'm not worried about this team at all, to 10 being, I'm shaking in my boots. Diamondbacks, where would they be?
Probably about a 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah, at least.
And I think they
at least a 7.5.
And I think they're very confident against the Phillies.
Yes.
Which would worry me.
Well, they should be. But we do have the revenge thing going on, which is, I don't know, something.
Well, and you also have the, we didn't beat them in game 6 and 7.
Yeah, that's what I mean, from a revenge standpoint.
No, I mean from the other way to where it works negative against you.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, that's there.
Yeah.
Here's what I wanted to throw to you guys, because I know it's the discussion about the whole, should they be going for the number one seed and this and that. Sounds like you just said Rob Thompson is going to manage the games to keep guys fresh, but he's not necessarily going to go above and beyond to try to win every game from that standpoint.
I think they're choosing fresh over wins.
Yes, and I agree with that.
The tough part is the Dodgers are fighting for their division lives, so they have to play guys. They're only 2 games up on the Padres, or it might be 3 after they won last night. But the Dodgers kind of got to take this down to the wire.
And if you're Topper, you can't worry about that stuff. This what you can't control is how do you get your guys ready the best you can for them next week? Because the whole idea of avoiding this matchup or wanting that matchup,
you don't even know who's going to be where.
It never works out in your favor anyway. No. I guarantee you, we all wanted the Diamondbacks last year, and now we don't want them this year.
And the big difference that's happened is it looked like it was going to be Diamondbacks, Padres 4-5. Now the Diamondbacks are the 6th seed. So they could miss the postseason. The Braves are only 1 behind them.
Oh, the Diamondbacks should actually miss the postseason.
They could, yeah. They're the 6th seed right now. So they would be playing the Brewers or the 3 seed. So you might end up playing the Diamondbacks regardless.
Yeah, Diamondbacks, Mets, Braves are all sit in there and that anybody could jump in.
That's why Monday's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, Monday's going to be exciting. I don't – Here's what's weird to me about Topper managing the starters this weekend that way, mm-hmm. is that you have a week off afterwards. I know you, Ike, you said you don't care about the one seed.
I don't mind getting it.
Yeah.
It's not one of these things like we got to have home field advantage all the way through. Like I don't feel that way.
It's just such a significant advantage with this specific home field.
Until it's not.
Sure. It doesn't mean they can't lose at home. They've mm-hmm. proven they can lose at home. I think more than anything, well, I mean, this is what home field means, is not just having more games at home, it's having the first two and the last one at home. The first two and the last two at home. And they go 2-3-2 in baseball, right? Yeah?
They don't go 2-2-1.
2-3-2. So I just think if it's there, now is not the time to pull Nola after five innings rather than going six or seven innings with a week off afterwards.
Sure.
If anything, during that week, you're going to want to get those guys a little bit of work so they don't go into the playoffs completely flat the way that
they'll throw bullpens next week.
So here's what I think he's going to wind up doing. He leaves himself a little wiggle room just for what you just said. Mm-hmm. Depending on how the games play out tonight, how they play out tomorrow, he goes into Saturday and Sunday. Then he has the opportunity to see, oh, we're only a game behind. Oh, we're tied. Now I can let him go six or seven innings.
Right.
But it's not one of these things where he's saying to himself, oh, no, we're going for this thing no matter what.
Yeah.
I think he gets to the weekend and sees how the standings look, and then he has that little wiggle room to say, we can pull him.
Yeah.
Because the guys that are hitting, they're going to go up there to try to hit. Sure. It's really about the pitching and how Topper decides he wants to use his starters in his bullpen.
Yeah, the hitters want to be out there.
The hitters, of course, they want to go hit.
Maybe give JT an extra day off. Maybe that's something that happens. Mm-hmm. Well, he probably doesn't play Sunday.
Are these any day games?
Sunday's got to be
Sunday
a day game.
Sunday should be a day game.
Sunday's a day game, yeah. So he probably doesn't play Sunday, yeah.
And that I keep saying that.
Well, it also could depend on Friday night with the rain. So, like,
we may get rain.
There's a hurricane.
Here.
So they're playing in Washington.
D.C., which is right
which
on the coast.
Same, yeah.
South and east of us.
Could have the old doubleheader.
Yeah. Well, ooh. Speaking of doubleheaders, I keep saying this. I hope the way this weekend works out that Monday doubleheader with the Braves and the Mets is both games are meaningful. Oh, it'd be so exciting.
Yeah.
It'd be so exciting. It'd be really something to watch. Okay. Well, we have a man, and then we have nothing for a week with the Phils.
I know.
I guess we just watch everybody else, right?
That's right.
Well, next Thursday,
are we allowed to talk about that? I'm sure. Next Thursday, we'll be at Chickies. All the shows will. Chickies mm-hmm. South Philly, sort of a Philly celebration day. So we'll plan fun stuff. So Phillies, get ready because the first playoff game will be Saturday at Citizens Bank Park. So Thursday, we'll be at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, our home away from home. I'm telling you guys this. I'm eating two things of crab fries on Thursday.
Wow. Ooh, don't get too crazy.
Already thinking about the crab fries.
I like the crab. You guys were like, don't worry. The crab fries, you'll be here every week. You get a little less. I still get fired up for the crab fries.
Yes. And we did not say you wouldn't be fired up for the crab fries. No one has ever said that.
Oh, really?
No.
No, I was lying. Well, I'm
per usual.
I'm
crab fryer
crab
bust for me.
The best.
Yeah. Well, I love them, man. There's my little treat. I plan my eating around the crab fries.
You're like, yeah, I'm getting crab fries today.
Yep. I skip. You know, I eat my oatmeal every day around 11:30 noon. I skip the oatmeal.
Everyone knows that.
What are you, 50, 60?
I love the oatmeal. My little oatmeal with the bananas.
I forgot I was 50. I don't even eat oatmeal. Oh, no. What are you, 70?
Every day, man. Every day. Keeps me going. That's how I have so much energy during this show.
Yeah.
All right.
Save some for later.
Yeah. Trust me. I don't need that much energy. That's on me. Coming up next is everyone's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show, is the Top 5 at 5. Jack, what do we have to look forward to?
You'll like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to come at me again?
No. It's a counterbalance to the Eagles Insider of the Year.
Oh, I like that. And we have a full show tonight because there is no... we don't have leading off tonight, right?
Well,
there's no Phillies game, yeah. So we have a full show today, so we will continue with our big question. Is this Phillies postseason a World Series or bust postseason? 215-592-9494. The Top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.